there's still going to be setbacks. And not feeling unsafe when there is a money-related setback, that has been one of the biggest things that I've had to learn, and I'm still learning, and I will probably continue to learn because I didn't come from money.
Hey there. We're here to put you on the path to a multi-million dollar real estate portfolio. I'm Palak.
And this is Needy. Thanks for joining us. Great to have you here.
Hey everyone, Palak here with Open Spaces. Today we're talking about horror stories in investing and how we came through on the other side alive. So if you don't know me, my name is Palak. I'm the co-owner and co-founder of Open Spaces Capital, which is the investing arm of our business where we have a $10 million portfolio of our properties, and then we have a larger portfolio, hundreds of properties throughout the country. And then we have another arm of our business, which is the education arm, where we help other investors achieve the same level of success. And we've had many, many, many people quit their six-figure jobs as doctors, lawyers, engineers, who are now investors full-time. And they've become millionaires. And we're just, I feel very privileged that I get to do both of the things that I get to do, because I was a mechanical engineer in my previous life. And needless to say, it was not the same. So today we're talking about horror stories, all kinds of things that we've seen as investors and how we came out alive on the other side. And this was inspired by a conversation that we were having in our group of investors that we work with privately. And I thought it was a really interesting topic, and it might be fun for us to talk about it here as well. I thought you might benefit from the conversations that we were having, some things that came up, some of the ideas that people had, and the takeaways. And I feel like it's always helpful, whether you are a new investor or you're a seasoned investor, to hear that you're not alone, especially as you go through ups and downs. It's really helpful to hear that other people have faced the thing that you might be facing that's really testing you. I think that's the better way to put it. That's really testing you. When people who have had experience, I mean, we're approaching a decade of investing at this point. And when people who've had experience in investing, in business, in entrepreneurship, either way, when we get together with our peers, successful people never talk about, hey, have you ever had any problems, or have you ever had any horror stories, or have you ever faced any issues? It's not a matter of whether or not you will run into problems. It's a matter of when, right? Because we all will go through ups and downs as we navigate this world of business and entrepreneurship and investing. Whether you're in an active business or whether you're investing in real estate, no matter what, there's always going to be ups and downs. And at some point, you really have to understand and digest the fact that the only way to really not face any risks, no ups and downs, is to not live. If you're thriving, if you're living your life, if you're building wealth, if you're growing to your potential, right? What are you made of? What do you want to achieve? What parts of your brain do you want to explore? Like, what are you really made of? If you want to learn about that, and if you want to grow to your fullest potential, you will face things. It's a part of growth. And if you think about like a W-2 job, it's going to be like a straight line. Hey, you make an income, you get a paycheck, you get a couple weeks of vacation, you make whatever, you get 4% raise. Maybe you get a big bump and you change your job every so often, but it's pretty much a straight line. With building your own business, even an active business, building that is building an asset, or a passive one like investing, right? Your real estate investing, either of those, right? Either of those that you end up doing, you have the ability to score big time. You have the ability to go to skyrocket your success, your journey. There are no limits that are placed on you like there are in W-2s, but you also hit some valleys along with the peaks. And I always tell people, like, your growth is never going to be like a straight line up, right? It's going to be upwards, but you're going to see macro, if macro upwards, you're going to see micro fluctuations throughout. And those valleys really bother you if you have never faced those challenges before. And so as you navigate this journey, just know that it's a part of the game. It's a part of this puzzle. It's a part of this growth opportunity. So some examples of the things that we've seen are, there was a property, I tell this story a lot, so forgive me if you've heard this already, because it's one of my favorite stories to tell, is we bought a property, and this was an estate sale, meaning the person who owned this property had passed away. They had left it to their heirs. And it was not just one. There was like multiple people who had a claim over this. So they were going to, there was like an attorney involved. They were going to split the proceeds and everything. And after the closing, I think it was our agent. She said, her name is Stacy. And she said, I would change the locks right away. She said, a lot of people have keys to this property. And we said, okay, we'll change the locks tomorrow. Well, overnight, the boiler, which is about 5K, was gone from this property, okay? We haven't even started the work. We haven't even started the renovation. So overnight, the boiler was gone. And I mean, we made it so easy for them by not changing the locks, right? They just walked in, opened the door, took the boiler, went out. They didn't have to break in. They didn't. So one of the things I always tell everyone that we work with is, you know, have your locksmith on standby when you're closing. And as soon as you close, you can say, yes, you can go now, change the locks. This is standard best practices. I always recommend everybody, don't wait overnight to change the lock. You don't know who all have the key to that existing lock, right? So lesson learned. This was very, very early on. So the contractor went in the next day and he said, he called me and he said, Pollock, you know, the boiler's missing. And he's like, it was not even that old. It was a new boiler and it's gone now. And then we had a conversation about it. We came up with a game plan of what we were going to do next. And something he said to me, really, it's been years. It was very early on in our journey, but it's been years and I still remember. And he said, you know, you're taking this way better than I thought you would. And I said, oh, that's a really good point. I guess I'll give myself a pat on the back. You know, I've made many mistakes as an investor, and it's nice when your contractor notices something like that about you. And I'm like, listen, number one, something that I've learned, like I was new in the business, but I was like, something that I've learned is in this business, you have to develop a thick skin, right? And this is why we always have a contingency in our construction budget, because it's not a matter of if something would go wrong. There's always going to be a small surprise. You don't know. You're taking on a project that you've never taken on before. You don't know what to expect. There's always going to be something. And so you always maintain a little bit of contingency funds. So I was like, we have some contingency funds. We'll be fine in the budget. And I said, let's sit down and rework the budget and see what we can do. The ductwork was complete for Central Air in that property. The unit was working, so we weren't going to really explore that option. But because now the boiler was stolen, we were able to then consider putting in Central Air in the property. So we kind of made lemonade with the lemons that we'd given. That's just one example of theft. We started, of course, changing the locks immediately since that day. And I think a few properties down the road, and this happens to many vacant properties, is people will come in and they will steal the copper pipes in your basement, if you have basement and if there is pipes. And they'll sell the copper pipes, and that's okay. That expense is an expense, and that's okay. But there's also another expense that follows, which is when they steal the copper pipes, now your basement gets flooded. So when the person's doing the theft, they're thinking about the copper that they're stealing and the loss. They're probably not thinking about the loss that you're incurring due to it, but they're really not even thinking about the flood that it's going to cause and all the expenses associated with that. So we've had that happen. everything from renting to tenants who ended up really destroying the rental. And it was a huge learning experience, to all the way to squatters. Like, there's a huge range of things that you are able to see as an investor when you invest in different kinds of properties and you're consistently acquiring properties. So we've seen it all. And a few things that I have in terms of tips for you as you navigate your journey, whether it's the journey of being a business owner or being an investor, I'm going to share some of those with you. Some of those things that I've learned over time, some of those I've learned the hard way, some of those I have been able to learn from peers and mentors and been able to avoid. And sometimes when I see what I've avoided, mostly deals that I really should stay away from, I feel very fortunate that there's a community that, you know, helps each other succeed. That doesn't mean you'll avoid all of the risks, but it really helps you avoid some of the risks that you could be facing based on somebody else's experience. The first piece of advice I have for you, if you're going through a tough time, business, real estate investing, know that the lows are so worth it. And I'm not just saying that as like a cliche quote. They're truly worth learning from, because as we grow, as you grow your business, right, your trajectory goes up, the lows that you will need to be okay with, because you know that you're going to make way more money than you're losing right now. You know it's coming. You know it's all a part of the process. But that low, you have to really learn to sit with it and be uncomfortable and move forward anyway. And so if you don't start small, if you don't deal with that setback and your mindset and your tactics too, right? It's not just about mindset. It's how are you going to structure your business around that problem so you don't have to face it again, or you have a plan if you face it again. And so it's not just mindset. It's also tactics and processes in your business that are going to have to shift when you see a problem. And just really let yourself be uncomfortable and let yourself feel that feeling of, I would call it unease. And it kind of really questions your safety around money. If you've not been around businesses and investing in the past, it really makes you question how safe you feel around money. And that is the time to work on that in your personality, because the more you work on that, the more it's going to help you as you grow more. Because, you know, today the challenge is worth $5,000. That's your mistake maybe that you made, or you picked the wrong team member, or it was a surprise that no one could avoid. Whatever, maybe it's worth $5,000 today. As you start doing bigger deals, if you're doing a property that's worth $100,000, the surprise is worth $5,000. Think about when you add a zero to that, right? And another zero, and you start doing larger deals, your $1 million deal is not going to have a $5,000 surprise. It's going to have a $50,000 surprise. So unless you are comfortable with that $5,000 worth of challenge that you're facing, and you think about how that's making you feel and how can you work on your personality so you can be that person who does that $1 million deal and can deal with the $50,000 surprise. If you don't start at the $5,000 level, how will you ever get there, right? And this is not something I knew going into it. So, you know, it's something that I learned over time. Like in hindsight, I realized that all of those smaller setbacks were preparing me to be able to do larger projects and larger deals and make 10, 20 times more money, because I am now able to deal with and solve bigger problems because I let myself solve the smaller problems. So that's one thing. It's really just letting yourself be uncomfortable and just learning, approaching it with curiosity. Okay, how is that making me feel? What did I do wrong? How can I do it differently next time? How can I put checks and balances to mitigate this risk next time? What tactical solutions can we implement to solve this problem? Who can I reach out in my community who's going to help me with this, right? So those are the things that you want to think about when that is happening. And just this feeling unsafe around money, that has been the biggest challenge that I face, and I still face it. And it's a continuation. We're all works in progress. And it's just that my bandwidth has increased, right? It's not that I don't have those same things that I work on. It's just my threshold is higher. And that's what you're aiming for. And I didn't come from money. I came from a lot of scarcity. And really accepting that even an abundant, beautiful life where you're able to enjoy time and the wonders of this world, there's still going to be setbacks. And not feeling unsafe when there is a money-related setback, that has been one of the biggest things that I've had to learn, and I'm still learning, and I will probably continue to learn, because I didn't come from money. Because this is something I think we don't talk about enough. Next, this is kind of a joke. This is what we were talking about on the Wednesday call. There was a little breakout and everybody was talking about it. And the more experienced people were giving the newer investors kind of like, you can do this advice. And they were talking about how like, oh yeah, I've had that too. That's totally a part of the gig. Like, don't worry about it. You're going to be fine. And they were making jokes about it. People who had experience were making jokes about it. And we were talking about it. And then I was telling them that, you want to see yourself as, so I love superhero movies. Like, my son and I love sci-fi. I love Marvel, like super, all of that stuff. I'm all over it. I love it. And so I was giving them the example, there's like always this one character that there's all this stuff, like the building is falling, they're tied up by the villain, everything's going wrong. But this one character, they've got the knife to their neck. But there's this one character that's like trying to make witty jokes during those times. And then they somehow get out of it and they're fine. That's who you want to be. That is who you're aiming to be. If you're trying to emulate a personality, that is who you want to be. Because the thing is, with growth, there's going to be setbacks, and you really have to be able to stomach them and enjoy the ride. So I was giving them that example, and I was telling them something that Nithi always says. And, we talked about like how there's always setbacks. There's always going to be some surprises that come up. But then there's one project, there is one instance that really, really tests you. Like, hey, you think you have thick skin, but then you think you're like, you're good. You kind of, you've really worked on yourself. But then there's this one project, there's this one instance that really tests you. And so Nithi, my husband, who's also my business partner, if you don't know about us, he always uses this dialogue from, I think it's The Dark Knight Rises, the Batman movie with Bane. And I think it's with Catwoman. I know Catwoman's in there. I don't know if Bane's in there for sure. But like, he always says, there's like one point where Catwoman tells Batman, she says something like, she's talking about people, like, you've given these people everything. I'm talking about life and business, right? So like, she's like, you've given them everything. You've done everything. You don't owe them anything more. and Batman says, not everything, not yet. And so Nithi just jokes, like, when it's really rough, he's like, you know what? Not yet. We haven't hit the bottom yet. We can do this. And that has become like the internal dialogue now, even for me, because he says it so much. He said it so much over the last 10 years that, and we've seen a lot, right? So he said it so much that it's become my internal narrative. My advice for you is, when you think that, oh my gosh, this is more than I can handle, I don't know if I'm cut out for this, listen to me, you can handle more. If you want to grow more, if you want to do things differently than everybody else is doing around you, you have to cultivate the ability to handle more, to grow more, to reach deep within yourself and find that higher self and get to that next level, unlock that next notch of yourself. That is what you're doing at that time. You can handle more. So there's a Nidhi-ism for you. But he says it, and I appreciate him for it because it's true. And now that I look back at some of the things that used to shake me up, I feel like they're nothing because it's a part of your day-to-day life. And you realize then over time that as investors or as business owners, that it's a part of being in business, is a part of investing. You just don't know it because you've never done it before. That's the only difference. And so as you grow, you're going to hit bigger and bigger profit margins, and you're going to hit bigger setbacks, but the profit margins will be 10 times more than your setbacks. It's just, you're not going to know it at the time. You're just not going to believe in yourself at the time. That's the only difference. All right. So kind of funny, but still it's really helped us, and it really helped the people on the call, and we really enjoyed that conversation. So I wanted to share that with you. Next thing is, you want to remember, why were you drawn to investing, to building your own business, to building assets, to building generational wealth? Why were you drawn to it in the first place? I can guarantee you most of your friends are not doing it. Everybody I talk to, everybody I work with, there are only a few people in their community that are doing it. They need our tribe to really be able to pump them up and keep them going, right? So what has drawn you to this path? Why, if you're listening to this, there's a reason you're here. Why, what has drawn you to that? It's because you don't want what everybody else is doing. You want more. You want more out of life. You want it all, right? And so when we want more, we have to be willing to do more. It's not rocket science, right? Like, we're not going to have more by doing the same thing everybody else is doing. So if you want more, be willing to do more, to grow more, to be able to bear more, and to really forge yourself more. That's all it's about. Remember, there's a reason you're here. There's a reason you're listening to these exact words coming out of my mouth. There is a reason you got here, because you want something. And that's not what everybody else around you is doing. And it's different. And the next one is, it's a tactical tip. Always have a contingency, especially if it's rehab, if a rehab budget, have a contingency, 10, 15% contingency money, put it aside. When something goes wrong, you can tap into it. If you're running a business, have some reserves. You have fixed expenses in any business. You need to know what your fixed, whether it's an active business or passive business, whatever it is, you need to know what your fixed expenses are in your business on a monthly basis, and have a contingency plan on, hey, if everything comes to a standstill, this is what I'm going to tap into, whether it's reserves, whether it's a loan, whatever that is, whether it's another way of making money, right? You need to have a contingency plan. So always have a plan for when something goes wrong. These are the things I'm going to tap into. And tapping into could also mean a mentor, a tribe. It just doesn't just mean money. It's also a brain trust. Always have that in your back pocket. Like, who am I going to reach out to when I need support, when I hit a setback? And the last one is, in this life, in this beautiful life that we've been given, change is the only constant. There are times when things are going to be dark, and there are times when things are going to be bright. Nothing is going to stay the same forever. Change is the only constant. And always looking at the big picture while you're navigating these changes, knowing that that big picture, that your final vision, which is your destination, that keeping always that in mind is going to help navigate some of these changes that you're facing. So I hope this was helpful. What we talked about today is kind of vulnerable, and some of the things that I told you, I probably have never talked about before. And some of the things that I told you you may be going through a rough time, and it may help you just listening to this, you know, bookmark this somewhere so you can come back to it when you're going through a rough time. And so use this as your piece of advice that you might need. Sometimes, and especially like as you grow your business, as you grow your investing, like even your parents haven't seen the ups and downs that you're seeing. They haven't seen the profitability that you're seeing. They haven't seen the wealth that you're building. And so I can't really go to my mom and ask her for advice because she hasn't navigated what I'm navigating. And so her advice may be philosophically accurate, and that's great, but sometimes you need somebody to tell you it's going to be okay. As someone who's been in your shoes before, I can tell you it's going to be okay. You can do this. All right, you guys, see you next time. I know.
Don't forget, when you're ready to get serious, you can join us at the investoraccelerator.com.
It's like getting 1,000 episodes worth of information in 5 days, and it's everything you need to build your actionable plan to financial freedom and making work optional.